So the learning today should be a schus le'ilu nishmas satir chaver chaim elazar ben shimshon aryeh, as well as a schus for an ilu neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef and Rechaim Menachem ben Zion, and a schus for Fur Shleima for Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Makor Chaim Dov ben Menorachol Kanalei Abashen Derachol and Abadati ben Peril. It should also be a schus for all those in a makom sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So, on the top of page 524, he says, "Ulaylam yadaber adam b'lashon nekiya." A person should always speak in a dignified manner. V'layatzi mipiv davar meguna, not to say something that is basically nivul peh. Shari ikem akosta shmeina oisiyah shloi lahaskel l'shat lashon meguna. The Torah went out of its way to add an extra 8 letters so that it shouldn't say something that was derogatory. Dechsev min abehima asher einena tahira. It added a nana tahira. Why? To teach you that the person should speak in a dignified manner. Ukva amru pume devar nosh machim aloyi. Chazal say a person's mouth reveals what he is. Ki naval nivali yadaber. A filthy person speaks filth. Vaasher tivuna loyda sefasa bara milaylay. And someone who is smart, his lips are going to reflect it. V'chein lo yadaber milsa demishtama letrei anpei. You should refrain from saying something that's basically a double entendre, something that could be understood in one of two ways. Maybe the guy will suspect you of saying something you never intended to say. So I don't know. It sounds like he's not referring here to a joke, which is like a pun, but it sounds like he's referring to making a statement and you're going to mislead the person. Don't rely on the fact that someone will understand what you're saying. So if you tell someone, let's give an example here. Let's say someone asks you if you're going to be in shul tonight. And you say, yeah, of course, because I go every night. And you say it like that. Now, your intention is that the guy should pick up the sarcasm in your voice, that obviously I'm never there for whatever reason, but that the guy will understand your tone. But what he's saying here is don't rely on that. So essentially, don't rely on sarcasm, and especially when you're texting and emailing where you can't get the sarcasm, doesn't translate through the phone. A person should be considerate of that when you're communicating. Shari hizir atana, because the Tana warned us, al toimar dava shi yafshal lishmai mitchilasa b'chash v'chash yosayfer lishama. Don't say something that can be readily understood, assuming that it will eventually be understood. Meaning that don't say something that, although you think that he'll figure it out in the end, but if he can't understand it right away, don't change the way you say it. V'kama pa'amim yoytze machloikes v'eish lohava me'ashe yedaber davar sasim yachshedenu shemeyashe kavanasa l'ra. Many times, an argument breaks out simply because someone spoke in an ambiguous manner, and the other people thought that they meant something bad by it, when really they didn't. And you see this happen all the time. You see this happen. A person makes a snide comment or a remark, not intending to create anything, but the other person thinks that that's what you really think. And so as a result, they get all insulted and it creates a big fight. And then you have to go and apologize. And really, you didn't mean it. You didn't mean it like that. But you have to be careful about that. And you have to think that through beforehand. By the time you say what you really meant, the flames of the argument already are rising. Who's to say whether they're going to believe your post explanation or not? Maybe you're just trying to backtrack because you feel bad of the way that they reacted. Lachin, therefore, Yizar, Shehidas, Svasa Barami Leilai, a person has to be careful that his lips always speak with clarity. So people will never find a place to make a mistake and suspect you of evil. And also, Tzarek Lizar, Ma'oishla Yiftach Pivla Satan, Shleibe Miskavi, not to open up your mouth to the Satan to give him an opening to prosecute, which is to reference something going wrong or something bad happening. And that's considered al tiftach pe l'Satan. Now, in the Goyish Welt, the type of phrase that they would use, which has to do a lot with not omens, what's it called? Superstition, is knock on wood, right? Someone says this, knock on wood, as if knocking on wood does anything. But those are the types of statements that I would say, al tiftach pe l'satan type of statements. Something where just saying it out loud can cause the thing to go bad. If a person says, I'm not going to do this any longer, Like people say, with health and life, or they say to live a healthy life. Oh, so he's saying, I will no longer do this, follow it by bebrios of achayim, with health and life. So what he's saying is, don't say, I'm never going there again. But rather you should say, I'm never going there again, bebrios of achayim, I should have health and I should have life. Meaning, not I'm never going there again. And that means that the Yetzirah, I guess, is going to, or the Satan rather, is going to cause, have a prosecution in Shemayim, that maybe your life should be taken, and in that way your neder, your statement will be fulfilled. But obviously the more classic case is the case by Tzaras, where you say to the Kohen, kin nega nira li, why do you say kin nega, not nega? Say al tiftach pel satan, that hopefully the idea is that the Kohen will see it and will not determine it to be a nega, but that's why you say kin nega, and that goes in the concept of al tiftach pel satan, right? Right? So don't talk about, don't say when your child, you see a child's about to, they're playing with their drink and they're about to spill it. Don't say, Chaim, you keep doing that, you're going to spill it. That's al tiftach pel satan. What you should say to your child is, please don't, I'm trying to think of the right way to say it, because it might spill. I don't know if that's the right way to say it. That's also al tiftach pel. Don't say you don't want it to spill. I don't know. I'd have to come up with a better way of saying it, but you definitely can say something like, you have to be careful with your drink. That definitely you could say, or you have to be careful not to spill your drink, that type of thing. Definitely you could say it that way, but don't say it might spill or you're going to spill it, things like that. And you're pronouncing already what's going to happen, or, you know, sometimes it's even worse. Sometimes you tell someone, you know, you drive like that, you're going to get into an accident, and you don't even realize that you've just created a prosecution in Shemayim that person, Chalila, can get into an accident. And it's something that people do all the time, and we don't even think about it because we just come and we just rattle things off out of our mouth. We have to be very careful. So what I would tell you is, don't make predictions of what will happen. Tell someone not to do it. Hint at what might happen. If you're trying to make a point, you're trying to educate someone who doesn't understand. But, you know, if someone does understand, then leave it unspoken. You don't have to say you're going to get into an accident. Say, don't drive recklessly. Finish. You know, you don't have to finish that statement. Okay, let's go weiter. You have to be extremely careful with this. Like we just said, when you're speaking with others, and it can be an opening for the Satan to prosecute. If heaven forbid, and misfortune happens, that there should not be any room to blame it on what you said. Like a mistake, an error coming from a ruler, meaning a ruler of people. I once heard from a wise man, one time a man left him, and he accompanied the man a small distance to see him off, right? So he did levia. Person was leaving his home, and he accompanied him a little bit along the way. And as he was parting with him, so as he was walking away and it walked a little bit, he remembered that he wanted to tell him something. So he called out by name. So he said, so the guy turned around to see what did the Talmid Chacham want from him. The Chacham wanted to tell him, I'll talk, sir. Don't come back. You stay. I'll come to you. But he suddenly remembered that it's not wise to speak in that way, because that's an opening for the Satan. Because it's saying, it do not return can also be you're going to die and not return. So therefore he stopped and he said, just wait. And you see, the point of the story is how carefully this person was, right? This is a very far, far out type of concern. But yet the point is that it's a real thing. Al tiftach pel satan is a real thing. And therefore, you have to be very, very careful when you're completing your statements, not to project and predict what might occur. And anything like this, a smart person will hear and will take a lesson. Chazal tell us that when we say, what one should not say to someone who's sick or to someone who's mourning, or that they want to stand up in front of an elderly person, don't tell him, don't get up. right? Don't say don't get up, because that means that's mashma that they should remain in their avelus, or they should remain in their sick bed. Tell him, you make yourself comfortable, right? Say it in a positive way, not what might happen or don't, but rather make yourself comfortable, sit comfortably. Don't be matriach, but add the words shave benachas, make yourself comfortable, because now you're making it clear. I'm not talking at all about the person not getting up from Shiva. So I'm finishing the, what do I mean by not get up? Don't get up and don't be matriach yourself to stand, is what I'm saying. And by being a zariz, that will bring you to a level of vigilance. Okay.